This all came out of an investigation that we released in December of 2018, where we looked at Jesuit priests throughout the Northwest. I had found out that more than 20 of them had been retired to Gonzaga's campus to a house there called Cardinal Bea House since 1986. And so from there, then we just looked at the number of priests who had not necessarily been retired to the campus, but who were actually working for the university. And a lot of that information comes from a website called Bishop Accountability. It's an online database that tracks members of the clergy who have credible allegations of sexual misconduct against them. One of the priests is named Father Brad Reynolds. He's a Jesuit. He worked at Gonzaga as the assistant director of mission and ministry from 2012 until the end of the school year in 2019. We don't actually know where he is now. We have asked to interview him a number of times with Jesuits West's permission, but we just simply don't know where he is, and he's turned down the opportunity. He was sued in 2008 by two young Alaska Native boys who allege he sexually abused them in a village on Alaska's Bering Sea coast. After he was sued in 2008, that civil lawsuit got wrapped up in the bankruptcy proceedings of the Oregon Province of the Jesuits. That case was settled in 2011, and then the year after is when Father Reynolds started working at Gonzaga. The second priest is named Father Bruno Sagada. He's a diocesan priest. His home base is in Boise, Idaho, but he worked for Gonzaga University in their famous study abroad program in Florence, Italy for about 25 years. He was an art professor. He's Italian, and he is beloved. He's got a flight of wines named after him at a winery in Walla Walla. There's also a tasting room named for him, and he's so beloved and well-known, he even presided over the wedding of Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Nancy Corinne Pelosi.
And tell us a little bit more about the allegations against him.
Yeah, so the allegations against him, there's a woman from Spokane, born and raised. Her name is Lisa Hauser. She alleges that when she attended the study abroad program in Florence, Italy in 1991, Father Sagada not only assaulted her, but also continued to sexually harass her during the time she was on that program, which was a year long back then. She's tried to lodge complaints with both Gonzaga University and the Boise Diocese in Idaho about a half a dozen times. And what's strange about this story is that in 2018, she started getting emails from the Boise Diocese that says, Father Sagada is not allowed to practice ministry in the Boise Diocese or anywhere else. However, today you could go on the website of a small church in McCall, Idaho, and find him celebrating Mass in a video or in multiple videos online there. They're not doing public gatherings at that church because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
So what has Gonzaga said about these two?
I have made dozens and dozens of requests for a formal sit-down interview with Gonzaga President Thane McCullough. They have declined every one of our requests. I did get an email from President McCullough last month that said that the university is both keenly and painfully aware of their association with some of these priests. But then in that same email, President McCullough also told me that many of the priests that we had listed out for him had either passed away or are no longer working for the university. You know, from our first investigation, the response from President McCullough was that he simply didn't know very much about the priests who had been retired to Gonzaga's campus that had credible allegations against them, the ones that were living at the Cardinal Bea House. Then in a statement a couple days after that investigation came out, he said that he had been informed sometime between 2011 and 2016. One thing that I do think is worth pointing out is that Thane McCullough has worked at Gonzaga University in some capacity since 1990. And then in the mid-2000s, between 2007 and 2009, at least four civil lawsuits were filed that named Gonzaga University as a defendant, all of those lawsuits have to do with allegations of sexual misconduct against Jesuit priests. And just the mere fact that the university was named raises questions about what the president, the current president of Gonzaga University, actually did know and when.